TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We are back officially in the building, holding it down, pregame radio in full effect. Brooklyn Black, Avenue, Ladies Bill, we're definitely rocking with you. 347-857-4302, blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio. We are definitely here. We're doing the damn thing. We got a whole lot of new music. We got stuff to talk about. You know, we got a whole lot of things we got to catch up on and everything like that. Shout out to everyone who sent me their music at pregameradio@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone who's been rocking me on Twitter at @BrooklynBlack_pregame_radio on Instagram. Shout out to all the love. We're definitely back here with you guys. Shout out to the S&M show going down on Wednesday nights also. So that's Lady Steele. Let's say they're doing the damn thing over on their thing. But it's pregame radio. We're about to do the throwback here. We got some EPMD. Hit us up 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
You got to chill.
keep quiet while the MC rap. I just be tired. Then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. D-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for my say check 1-2-1-2 run down line.
To the Irish MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky, the makeup, Jack Termini. Destroying a poi when you're rhyming a boy. Never sweating your girl, why pay? Cause she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the spin, I'm on the rock spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain a beat while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got the shit.
Computer information on rap. I make your toes tap. I format the rhyme step by step. Make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing. Cause we can choose. I can turn the party on just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the buzz I get. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I'm found in the
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the sea. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, fish many faces, and deal with them jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Fool is underwear, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital N, capital D, E, no doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the shit.
What I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm playing, I believe it. You catch my drift, I'm trying to enter out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm up in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate them scenes with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, because I'm the funky rhyme maker. Empty on the baker, the one who likes to max me lax. When it's time, it's your dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, PMD, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got that shit.
got no flaws, cause I'm down by law. When it comes to rocks and viciously disease, cause of when I was a little baby boy, my mama gave me a brand new toy. Two turntables with a mic, and I learned to rock like a Dolomite. Time went by on this God creation. I knew someday I would rock the nation. So I made up my mind just what to do, and I joined with the Gem on production crew. So go crazy, go crazy, don't let your body be lazy. I said don't stop, the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eye. If you wanna hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn, cause Cosmo's taking his turn to burn.
Take the seat and no energy in the air.
always say, what the hell does that mean? Sing for the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became a man. As for the way you sing and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cutting. Other MCs, when you ain't saying nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. I pay for money, your time is gone. Making that dream, people always say, what the hell does that mean? Dream for the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs, when you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the brink of dawn. A bank full of money every time it's gone. Java Avenue, going on the street to the north and blue. Turn around, see the fly young lady, moving through the carriage and on my Mercedes. Say fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than a honey, sugar and spice. Told her my name was Scooty B, all about making that cash money. Say Scooty B, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I say it by my mama, I tell you new lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some blue, some shade, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked up on my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was the whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fans came with making that dream. People always came with the hell is that mean? See for the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when they ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. A bank told money, no time is gone. Saturday night, going on a cheap, but I was still alright. Then my homie called me on the phone. Then she's gonna be calling wrong. Told me about this party on the south side. Count my pussy, jump the super ride. Got at the bar, count some black. Count some super cheap, that's the one in the whack. Got to the place, and who did I see? A sucker ass nigga trying to sound like me. Put my pussy up against your stand. I think you sucker ass nigga, I can see you dead. Throw it round the car, my educated mind says, now Scooty D ain't doing the time. Ran the microphone and I started to talk. Suck ass nigga, and then he started to yell. Fans came, we're making that dream. People always say, what the hell does that mean? See for the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Not the MCs and you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. Stay cold money, your time is gone.
Still Smooth was on stage drinking Cisco. Damien had his girl Michelle.
Of course.
Greg Boogie had a girl that I never seen before.
Hey.
ADF was home making a beat. Nick Stevens at the crib on 120 Shell Street. Judy had a cutie that was so.
Damn.
Ruby Blue, Juan, and Little Dallas cracking
hey.
Toast. Rap had the dance floor
back.
The rappers in the corner looking mean and distressed. Tommy George, Jeff and Barter was on the spot. Buying champagne for the crew, $100 a pop. Me, I was pacing the joint. Clocking all the people as they stare to point. It feels really good to be Heavy D. Because the girls, they love me.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
She's overrated, love a Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
She's overrated, love a Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
She's overrated, love a Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
Candlelight dinner and violence. Daily smiling, but wet upon the set, I don't drink, just profiling. Run through the last check, look upon the Rolex. My clock says 12, my clock says set. You know what I'm talking about, and if you don't, I think you'll figure it out. It ain't that I'm conceited or nothing, I just ain't pressed for fronting and bluffing. Cause
girls, they love me.
She's the overweight
and
heavy beat.
Girls, they love me.
She's the overweight and heavy beat.
The girls, they love me.
She's the overweight love a Heavy D.
Girls, they love me.
She's the overweight love a Heavy D.
Girls, they love me.
One for the money. Two for the bank. Three to get you going. Cause the breath in the play. Funk Bandit, the B to the R-A-T. And in fact, if you ain't heard of me, take a seat, lay back and listen as I bust for your ass on this funkified mission.
Kick off your shoes, relax your feet.
That's right.
Party on down with the
red. Now it goes like that and that's how it goes. I'ma give it to all you Negroes and hoes. So listen up, make sure you listen up well. Don't miss a little bit cause this here be bad as hell.
All the matter is, I'm flattered.
etiquette. Trying to diss in the gangster's way, that's how them fools get dealt with. So what you wanna do? Don't even trip.
Step up, step up.
And I'ma bust your lip. Now I know that you know that I know you don't want me to, but keep on tripping and I'ma give it to you. Don't get no more than the flow that I flow for you Negroes and hoes. Devastating, captivating, elevating. I operate, flow, no clap, nine, so just
fight up, baby, fight up.
At your request, I guess it's time for me to hit the cut. It goes
1+2+3+4.
From the bottom to the top, top to bottom I go. So now you know what I ain't and what I is. It's the baddest lil' pimp in the tip-hop biz. OG is what I am, upright is what I am. You know what I am, and you can't see. So let it go, cause I'm wrapped too tight. Take it how I give it and enjoy the night ride. Yeah, it's like that, it's like that. Both the 1-9-9-4 is the brand. And you don't know, you better ask somebody. Lottie Dottie, I came to party. Big Bo.
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, taps on my rap. She in a race, apple sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five link. It can't kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi. Understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flipped, let borders get loose. How
Wars on.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Crew kid, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Bass. He rocks the teeth from the Brooklyn 9 pace. The reverb's a slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
The best of my knowledge, I guess that I'm fresh on what I manifest. I never
hold it, hold it, hold it.
What's going on, John? Okay, what's the purpose of you stopping me?
Yo, man, kicked around, kicking me a while ago.
All right. Going way back to the early days of 75 and the Black Spade. Chilling with my homeboy, Muscle Man Ron, and the Boogie Down Bros, BKA P-Long. It was a privilege for people to see. Bam, bottle, 23 on a Friday night. The boys would come running to hear Big Beast. That was shocking and stunning in the hill. Not a thing was chill. Sound matches on the loose and acting ill. Uptown, every weekend rock. Either 131 or around that block. But anywhere uptown, you always heard the sound. Hip-hop, funky beats, MCs getting down. The truth, I swear, admit and declare. The Bronx was the first, I know I was there. The beats were dope, the sound was on. By the way, saying peace to my brother Mel Kwan. Dedications have a little bit more. The L Brothers, Grand Wizard, Theodore. When we used to ill with the young sound masters in Castle Hill. I could keep going on, going on and more. With Breakout and Baron and the Funky Four. On the other side of town, the mics and the hands. The lecherous, treacherous, also professors, MCs, cold and command. And if you listen to that, for an actual fact, for all the pioneers, I'm going way back.
Now you know. KRS is just like
dope.
Talk about dope. Just give me one more verse, please.
Let's rest. So I can take all breath, cause I'm bearing the truth and nothing less. No disrespect intended, but I have to show you. If I didn't say your name, that means I did not know you. To get to the point, to make it clear. If I don't say your name, that means you was not there. It's true. I'm from the old school. I'm the professor and they are my pupils. Pupils teach and never preach. Not a bloodsucker, parasite, or a leech. I'm telling you how. A long time ago, when I was raising hell with the nappy head of hair at the age of 12, I saw and heard crews that rock the rock crushes monsters, break out, stop, watch, stop, watch. You're not familiar with the funky sound. That proves it right there. You wasn't down. Had to earn a position and do hard work. You can work school work on my man Red Alert. Red Alert, Red Alert, because he knows for sure about Flash, Easy Mash, and the Furious Four. I'll run off some names with no offense. Lift it up real close as I commence. Commence, commence. My man Cool Fist, homeboy Trey B, Trey B, Trey B, wonderful sincere in the atmosphere. Almighty KG at Union Square. Dr. Keith, rock on, and my man Shuffler, rock off. B-I-K-R-S, K-R-S, K-R-S, definitely, we would rock. And I can't forget, my homeboy Dig Not, Dig Not. It's the truth and for an actual fact. For all the pioneers, I'm going way back, way back, way back.
Well, I think that's about far back as we can go. Word. Saying peace to my brother Scott LaRock. He's in here.
Scott LaRock, rock on.
Word.
DMX, peace.
Hey. Peace.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
I don't see no Cherry Johnson. What's up? It's your girl Ev. This is pregame radio. You just heard Just Ice and Going Way Back. And that's what pregame just did for the first half of our show. We went way back. We're about to close it out with Josie Love and the Pee Wee Band. I dare you stay in your seat for this one.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Very interesting. Now,
get busy, y'all.
Get busy, y'all.
Well, and this is our good friend, Mr. Josie Love. You think to tear you away from your radio long enough to join your science project?
Check it out for the people, cause this party is burning. For a new day, I know you've been yearning. Yearning for all you people concerning. A brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Just move your hands into the front. And if you can't hear the music, say, huh? What? As you're doing the dance, you might hurt your back, but just look at the crowd. Say, I meant to do that. It's the Pee Wee Herman new dance infection. Just go with the flow, cause it's sweeping the nation. So come on, everybody, rock with Joski. And the teacher's new dance called the Pee Wee. It's funky fresh, so don't be dickle. So get on the floor and get off your bicycle. If you don't know how to do it, you better start learning this brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We're definitely back in the building. Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. I know it's been a minute, but since we came back, just for this quick second, there's been something going on with Lil Miss Nicki Minaj. She done went and dropped some song, and everyone caught offense to it, so I figured since we're coming back today, touch base on it, see what's going on, and see if we can see what people caught offense and if there was any valid reason to catch offense and see what happened. And we even have a response from Trey Song, so definitely we're going to see what's going on with the whole situation here. But hit us up, 347-857-43, live on that Twitter, @pregame_radio, on Instagram, @pregame_radio, so definitely hit us up, and also on Facebook as well, 347-857-4302. You're going to see what it is with that joint. And we'll be right back. It's Pregame Radio. Shout out to Baltimore Sun, Lady Steel, Tasha B, RJ Steel. We're getting it going. We're back in the building. It's Pregame Radio.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is
niggas.
You know, and you know. Look at
why. Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pole
nigga
start choking ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga, nigga.
All I know is there should be.
Look at y'all bitch ass niggas stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga, nigga.
All I know is there should be.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his pay door for this fine ass lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even wanna touch from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas with my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know.
Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all nine having cane ass niggas, y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga. No dick in the pants ass nigga, I'll be damned if I fuck a non-man ass nigga. I would never fuck a non-man ass nigga. I would never lie, even if that nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy you tried, pussy ass nigga you lied, pussy ass nigga you high. Hunted on the wrist, I ski. Off on the wall, I ski. Fuck who see. Look at you fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weights in them villas. Fucking about keys, say his keys in the van. But he really move grams and he split it with his man.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. Wishing me in Brooklyn, but we got Evan. You just heard that doing Nicki Minaj, looking ass niggas, and if you're watching it on BET, it's Looking Boy, or but that's what I believe it's called. But, Ev, what did you think about that?
Well, you know, the term nigga, that doesn't bother me simply because it's in my vocabulary, especially when amongst family, friends, and loved ones. So I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is the image of her, because I saw clips of the song, the image of her, the she's looking in the eyes of a black man while she's saying all of this. You know what I mean? So it's like, what does that image project to people? People already don't give a fuck about a black man. You dig what I'm saying? And then for her to use someone as iconic as Malcolm X, allegedly, on as the cover photo, you know, for this song, it's just like, you know, that was just really in poor taste. And my question, too, is who controls the image? Who controls what can be, what can and cannot be done with Malcolm X's image?
Wait, hold on. Let me just ask, let's not go too deep into it. I just want to know, like, about the song and what she was saying in general.
I don't have a problem with it. It's not something I would listen to. I wouldn't bump it, really. I would bump the instrumental that I would play, but for the most part, it's no real skill she's showing. It ain't no... Yeah, you know, she's saying the truth about a couple of things. Yeah, some niggas do be in the club with one bottle. Some niggas do share chains. I mean, but that's nothing really fucking new.
I found it hilarious. You know, I found it humorous. You know, and like I said, there were some niggas who, you know, were upsetting rappers who ain't been out in about 10, 15 years wanted to do responses and shit. R&B singers want to do responses and whatnot. You know. I want to see what the hoopla was about, and me personally listening to it, even though I've done some of these things, I ain't gonna front, I found it funny, I found it humorous, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I went to a party, it was like four or five of us, and we had one bottle of ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is.
Oh, $7.
Yeah, it ain't like $8. $8, you know, but it is what it is. It happens. You know, I'll be real about my shit. I embrace my troops. It is what it is.
I guess those that responded to me, they must have had a, you know, felt some kind of way about it. Like maybe she was talking about them per se.
Right. There's a whole lot of people thinking she was really talking about them, and I didn't hear any names.
Well, you know what? You didn't have to hear any names. She could have just been mentioning the situation. You know, things happen in the club. Things happen amongst that entertainment, you know, circle. Things go on that we have absolutely no clue about until it comes out on TMZ or until some side chick get mad and then she want to put everybody on blast. But for the most part, we're not privy to what really goes on behind closed doors. So maybe she's saying things and niggas is like, oh, shit, that's what happened to us. Oh, shit, remember she was there when that shit went down. Oh, shit. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
All right, take in with you. 347-857-4302. Baltimore Sun, I see you. We're going to get you in 1 second. Let's get to this one caller, last four digits, 4016. You're live on air. What's good? Let's know who you are, where you calling from. 4016, what's good?
It's Lady Steele, of course. What's up?
Oh, this girl, what's going on?
What's up, Steele? Hi, Steele.
Hi, Ev. How are you guys?
I'm bringing in Baltimore Sun because I need reinforcements. Baltimore Sun, what's going on, son?
Hey, nothing. What's up, family? What's going on, everybody?
Steve Baltimore, what's great?
Chilling on my way home from work.
All right, that's what it is.
So still, what's your input on this whole Nicki Minaj looking niggas scenario? Or does Lady Steele not have a synopsis on the whole thing?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. You said on. To be honest, I didn't listen to it. I refused to listen to it. I just don't. I don't acknowledge her or the song. Period. It's as if it doesn't exist. So I just kind of scroll by.
Why?
It doesn't seem like something I want to be involved in. And I think right now, being that it's Valentine's Day and this week in particular, I was more wrapped up in the Jordan Davis trial than I was on trying to decipher some stupid-ass lyrics of this.
All right, so let us know, where are we at with that? I know the jury's been deliberating for about, 16, 17 hours now?
It's ridiculous. They're going back and forth. I mean,
There's nothing to go back and forth about. He shot that boy in cold blood for no reason other than the fact that he had a gun and he knew he could do it.
Right, and he had a silencer in the car for .22. He should have gotten charged for that as well. Like, I don't understand what the hell is going on in Florida, but it's like blatant, blatant disregard for black life.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's, I mean, there should be no, there should have been no deliberation whatsoever.
They're,
you know, do you know how many people would be lying dead in the streets of New York because somebody didn't like the nigga that drove up next to them playing music? Oh, man, come on. That's just, like, ridiculous. And they wasn't being disrespectful, you know?
Yeah.
It was only going to take, what, another 2 or 3 minutes for you to finish pumping your gas and be on your way, and you would never have to see these kids again. Now, some young man is dead, and along with him is, or dead along with him is whatever potential he had. And you can't get that back, even if this man spent the rest of his life in jail. It don't make up for it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, I'm losing hope. I don't want to. He's not getting the same amount of press that Trayvon had, so a lot of people aren't necessarily tuned in or even know that it's happening right now. But, of course, they're doing the same, you know, no matter what the outcome is, don't riot and blah, blah, blah. But at what point are we allowed to get fucking mad?
Right. And that's why we remain in the state that we're in, because we haven't gotten mad enough about nothing. Actually, we haven't gotten mad enough about anything. And you made a good point earlier when you said that you wasn't listening to the song and you wasn't giving it any attention, because that is it, that is exactly the distraction that they threw out there, so people would not be paying attention to this trial. Everybody's too caught up in that. And now in the response song, and like, and nobody's really paying attention. So it's like, what trial? What happened? Oh shit, it's over already. That's what they're expecting to happen, you know?
Just, I mean, even this guy, I was watching HLN, and they were basically saying that Angela Corey, like, fucked up, as she did previous times. She should have tried this as a hate crime, because then all the racist letters that he wrote from jail and stuff like that, then all of that would be admissible. It's not right now. And it's like, how do you not know this shit? Like, the system is literally designed to fail. Like, at this point, I feel like they're strategically trying to justify letting him off.
Right.
And I feel like, I think it's, what, 2 or 3 black people that are on the jury panel? I think that's pretty much the holdup, and I'm just hoping that they don't cave in like the stupid bitch from before and let somebody tell them. So I just hope that tomorrow morning that we can get something resolved.
That DA, I mean, if you would look, if that level of competence was at any other job, she'd have been fired by now. She'd have been fired by now. And so you all on the next case? That's crazy. That's just, like, remarkable. That's remarkable. And like you said, making the same mistake. That's just crazy. So is she doing this intentionally? You know, is she really doing this intentionally? I don't know. And, you know, I'm not going to tell people to not riot and not go to, you know, go off and shit. I just, pending the outcome. I wouldn't do it. Listen, you got to do what's in your heart. That's the only way that ever change ever really comes. It has to be something violent. Something has to happen. Something has to give. Something has to blow the fuck up.
Here's what happened. He got mad because he tried to tell the kids to turn their music down. They probably cursed him out. You know, they're fucking teenagers. They probably cursed him out. His ego was bruised. He has his chick with him. He wants to show up in front of his chick. He grabs his gun, recklessly shoots into a car, drives away. Instead of calling 911, decides that he's going to go get some pizza with his chick. And 3 days, we're still trying to figure out what we want to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not we. It's the wrong people
trying to decide, because they basically already made their mind up. They don't want him to, they don't want nothing to happen to him because of this. You know, they want him to walk. They want him to walk, so maybe a year from now he can fight. Oh, I don't know. Who's it? Look, who's an old fucked up rapper? And he can fight. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they want to do that in a couple of months. I have no idea, but that's just horrible. That's just horrible. Three days? This joke, I didn't even know it was 3 days. Oh, my God. That just, like, made it worse for me just now. I had no idea it was 3 days.
No, I don't think it's three, like, full days of deliberation. The trial was
like after today would be the complete third day.
Yeah, it's like three working days, like fucking 24 hours.
That's 72 hours.
We're talking working days, not like full
days. So you're saying
days,
just straight up 24 hours?
Yeah.
When you're deliberating, there is no break from deliberating.
Yeah, they wanted to have breaks. They had like 8,000 different questions. Like, it's like they're paying more attention to the fucking, to the instructions than they are paying attention. Like, were they even watching the trial as it was happening? I don't understand all these fucking questions. All
right, all right.
Or maybe this is why I've never done jury duty. And I'm one of those people that I really wish that they would pick me, and they never do. Like, I never gotten summoned for jury duty.
Yeah.
But I would be that chick that they would hate. Because if it came down to a month later and they weren't voting for guilty, I'm not caving in. We're just going to have to stick it out, I guess. So hopefully it's a matter of that. That's happening and not anything worse.
Right.
So, Baltimore Sun, let me ask, what are your whole views on the whole situation?
I really, I be on my Black Panther shit, so I don't even be checking. Like, to be honest, I haven't even followed this trial because none of this shit, like, surprises me anymore. And there's, like, no need to just be getting worked up when we ain't nothing never going to happen as long as everybody Facebook revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can go back and forth all day long until we blow in the face, which is what people do. You know, even with the whole Trayvon Martin thing, it's like everybody on Facebook, everybody on Twitter talking about ain't nobody doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the day, when you get tired of talking, what's next? You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the rioting. I don't give a damn. Like, you know, let's go to some of these neighborhoods. Let's go. Fuck it, you know, burn fires outside of city halls and all that type of shit.
Yeah, I
do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, this trial this time, next month is going to be another black boy. You know what I mean? It's like, it ain't going to stop. And I really think these people down here that's trying these cases, they all working for the same people.
Right.
They all working for the same people.
They have been drinks at the bar at the end of the day.
You can't be that dumb. Like, I haven't even, to be honest, I heard about it. I don't even watch the news anymore, to be honest. So, I knew that the boy got shot, but I didn't even know, like, the timeline of the events until Lady Steel just broke it down because I haven't really followed it.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's just another ending cycle. Like, my man in the military, man, he was in Japan together, and he was down in Florida. He was stationed down there, and something happened, a fight happened at a club or something. I ain't heard the whole story, but whatever happened, he had shot some dude in the leg. He was, like, getting jumped. They gave him 25 years. They said he ain't had the right to stand his ground.
What?
Yep. He in jail for 25 years, but I didn't hear the whole story, but my wife was just telling me today that my homeboy girlfriend had reached out to Zane and was trying to get her to tell a story, but apparently he had left and got his gun and came back. So that's why they was like, well, he left and came back. So I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. But they gave him 25 years straight up.
That's crazy, and I'm sure he had a license and everything for it, right?
Yeah.
Yo,
25 years, and the dude he shot the dude in the leg. The dude like sustained minor injuries.
Mm-hmm.
25
And I'm sure
years.
He was able to do that because of his military training. So
he's been in jail for like 3 or 4 years now.
That's a shame.
never
yeah, so I just try not to get worked up, too worked up over this stuff no more because I'm waiting for the change. I ain't going to happen yet, you know.
I mean, I totally understand that, but you know what it does for me, kind of? In retrospect, it makes me grateful because when my brother died, I think it was around that time that I met Black on Twitter. It was during the time that my brother died when he was killed. You know, I was, of course, angry, and the trial was probably about a week long. It took about a year to prep the case, and then the actual trial lasted about a week, but I only went for one day because it just blew my mind how these things work or whatever, and I didn't want to be in the same presence as the person that killed him. So I went the one day, and I made peace with knowing what the outcome was going to be. They blew that case. I knew that there was no way they was going to convict that guy the way that the case was handled, so that made me angry as well. But what happened was he got off on the murder, but they convicted him on the gun charge. And so he still got a 15-year sentence. And I remember being so angry, but, like, now that, you know, looking at all this stuff going on, it's like I've got to be lucky that he even got the 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people, now they're just giving get-out-of-jail-free cards, period. And he probably only got the 15 years because he was another young Black boy. God forbid he was a Zimmerman or a Michael Dunn. He probably would have just walked out the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So watching, I mean, these things, it kind of opens up different emotions, but at least I could say I know that this guy is, you know, sitting up north somewhere. These families, you know, they basically have to deal with their tragedy being exploited and being trolled and people just, like, blatantly disrespecting them on a daily basis.
Al Sharpton ain't pick this one up?
I think
Actually, I haven't even heard any I'm not to say that they didn't, you know, but I haven't
I hear nothing from the Black community leaders, quote unquote. I hear nothing.
I know he was involved with it at some point. With the National Action Network. To some extent, he was, because the Davis family was heavily...
Yeah, he was involved with it until they lost media coverage.
I can't comment on that because...
Yeah, I can.
Doing work
shit,
with
Sharpton,
so I can't say anything bad. But the Davis family was, you know, kind of heavy supporting the Martin family as well, so a lot of theirs and the Oscar Grant family, and they all three families kind of stick together and still do, like, events together. I think they kind of ride off of the Trayvon Martin wave because he still is generating a lot more press than these other things happening.
Right.
Even, like, with this trial, it was supposed to start last year and it got postponed. So now we're here with it. And I almost missed out on it because I never knew the rescheduled date. So I think that's also a reason why a lot of viewership was lost or attention was lost to this case as well, too, because this was supposed to take place in either September or October of last year, this trial. And then all you heard was that it was canceled for sometime this year. But unless you knew to actually go and look for it, probably wouldn't know that it's even happening.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then with the weather, we've been having the severe weather. It's just been other things going on that they've been giving more attention to. Anyway, so it's sort of like this is brushed under the rug. Nobody's really given any mind to it. Well, you know,
maybe they can come to a decision tomorrow, because, I mean, didn't they come back on the Trayvon Martin thing? Didn't they come back on Zimmerman on a Saturday?
Yeah, it was July 14th.
Yeah, but they coming back on shit, but what the thing is, since everyone's had their minds confused with everything else, and right now they got the Olympics, everybody's going to be focused on OT USA and hockey and all that bullshit.
And they hit you with the Nicki Minaj smoke screen, joint.
Yeah, and then they
right.
did that. You know what I'm saying? And, hell, fuck it, we still got other, we got responses to sport. We're going to play, but all that. But I'm saying they have everything else to, you know, throw us off and everything like that. So when the shit could come out, hell, we could be in the middle of a show right now. Like, we could have been talking the vertical that came out, but we're talking about some other shit. Like, it's just been so low-key. And they're trying to just pass it off, and no one's paying attention.
Really, they are. And one of the things I actually hate that they're doing with this case is they are trying to really skirt around the fact that race has everything to do with this case. It's not just a criminal case. This case, the basis of this case is race-driven.
Right.
And they keep trying to downplay it and say that it's not. Everything isn't about race, but if there's nothing that's about race, this case is. Perfect example.
All right, 347-857-4302. We got to take a quick commercial break, come back, and we'll keep going on this. If you have any views and your opinions, just hit us up, 347-857-4302. Hit one to cue us in. Let us know what you think, and we'll definitely get back to you, and we'll be right back.
Yo, tell Cherry Johnson to bring you something to drink.
All right, there's chocolate, bring your family drink, and we'll definitely be right back. This is Jay Black, rest in peace. Young Shaw, demo piece sample, and we'll be right back.
The music of the Harry Song.
Watch out!
Yes,
we
sir.
Yeah.
Watch
out! We run to ya.
I'm flying all throughout New York City and shit.
Watch out!
About to check the homie Novi and Queen. Yeah. Had to stop over in D Challenge, yeah. Brooklyn. What's good, what's with? Yeah. Yes, sir. I spit it from the stomach. I injure whoever want it. You know I keep it 100. These riders do not want it. They talk a lot of shit behind my back. This and that. But I don't let that shit come down like fucking Petty Pat. I'm on some other rap. I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out. Black millions. I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money. I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY. You going off 100 miles per hour. I keep it going when I'm on it, cause I don't never stop. My shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never had shit. My flow's backwards. I spit freestyles that make a lame backflip. And you will hit the ground with the ease. I'm the illest you, just chilling under my breeze.
Be prepared to put in work when you run with me, cause I'm up all night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually you are the parody. Apparently you give me sorry tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I ride with my brothers. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two werewolves cause I'm steady buzzing. I'm realer, chillin' with my triller niggas. Gorilla, winters in the illa villas. Individually, put it down B. Boogie down B, swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, to y'all all a danger. Cause I get worked out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big and new. You're just stopping Staten Island till my homies big.
You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. See, I can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club where niggas be busting their guns. Basically what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and bus. We drunk and you sober, we looking to start shit. You got that look in your face like, where did I park at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, y'all niggas better cut my check. Who fuckin' with me? Y'all see the way I flow over track. When gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stacks with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killin' Young Shot.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on Jack, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland prints, I'll leave them on your spine back. Jeans sagging, usual shit. Elevating other niggas, though, they losing the grip. Calling audibles, I can get a few of you hits. They on the building, plus I got a few of the whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas tags, I'm about to cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move and a hollow of maneuver a rib. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future, you dig. Act up, I send a view to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few in your leg.
It's the mid to high up, they niggas running shit. Take a look at the teams that I'm running with. GL4L till I'm at the moon. Young style coming to a nigga, give me room. Same flag, same dance, a nigga flow with Kelly. Fuck, 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 why'd you get yourself back to me? Ain't bad, no, don't go play fuck fast. Being told me no, because these niggas, they don't know me. I'm something like a mixed breed, allow me to proceed. Southern nigga rap before killer pimp queen. My life is a lifestyle, see no more scene. Down south serving these little good scenes. Showing these niggas what greedy life means. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Rapping for a little town, the ace is back on the mound. That's right, young style, see the nigga running shit.
Yes, pregame radio 347-857-4302. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We got, of course, Ed in the building. We have Lady Steele, Baltimore Sun. We're definitely touching base on the Justin Davis trial. But I want to kind of Jordan Davis. I'm sorry. I just kind of want to revert the focus to what was distracting us in the beginning, which was the whole Nicki Minaj looking ass. Look at that nigga song.
You're slurring, son.
Oh no, we're drinking?
No, I'm not sure.
That was actually my first time hearing it when you just played it, Black.
Yeah, like even
well,
when
like
you played
said,
it, I kind of tuned it out. I just really want nothing to do with it at all.
That was all of our first time hearing it, actually. Black and I debated listening to it earlier in the show, you know, earlier today. And I was like, nah, let's just preview it, you know, and anybody else that don't hear it, let's let them know you were here for the first time, come hear it on the show. So this was our first time hearing it, you know. So, I mean, it's not something that really deserves all this attention.
I tell you what, dude, that Cassidy joint.
I haven't heard that.
My man posted it earlier today, and I checked it out. I was laughing the whole, like, when Nicki was out, like, they both saying, like, real stuff, but the way, like, to me, her song was, like, corny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was, like, wasn't, like, put together well, but with Cassidy joint, it was, like, it was on point. I was laughing, like, the whole time.
Now, my thing
although
is,
maybe
why
I'm just not a Nicki Minaj fan either,
anyway.
So it might
Wait,
be,
Nicki.
You know. I grade her a little bit harder.
If she didn't have the controversy that came with the artwork that she used with Malcolm X, she probably wouldn't have gotten this much attention for the song itself. Because a lot of people wanted to hear the song to see what the correlation between that picture and what she was talking about was.
Yeah, absolutely nothing to do with it either.
Huh?
Yeah, well, the song had nothing to do with
it. Absolutely nothing to do with the cover.
She used, like, classic, you know, marketing 101. She basically used controversy to draw attention to it. Because I know a lot of people that literally just listened to that song to see if there was any way to justify that picture being used for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have all these responses, and I feel like I haven't heard any of the responses, but based on the commentary I'm seeing from other people, I feel like we just opened Pandora's box and gave people the right to run around disrespecting women now. The same, like, we just opened a new platform to just start cursing each other out all over again. And looking
That's what
like
I was thinking earlier, too. Like, everybody just, we just making songs and just, like, who can degrade each other to work, you know, the worst, you know. I was thinking like this. When I saw the cover, there's nothing about Nicki Minaj's personality that would lead me to believe that she even knows who Malcolm X is. Not, I mean, you know, of course I'm just judging, you know, just judging from the surface, not saying that she's dumb, but the personality that she portrays and the character that she, you know, that she rides with, like Malcolm X, like that don't even head up. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, anyway, when I saw it, I was like, why would she be doing... Because I'm already thinking there's going to be some ignorant song. Mm-hmm. Because it's Nicki Minaj. You know, just off the top. Now, if it was something like, you know, my man from out of Chicago, Blueface Fiasco or something like that, then I'm thinking, oh, this is about to be a heavy song or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I gotta check this out. He about to kick some knowledge, but with Nicki Minaj, I'm like, I'm not listening to that crap.
Yeah, I generally don't like songs that contain the N-word in the title, because then normally it's repetitive in the chorus, and then you always end up giving rights to people to just run with it, knowing that you're going to get mad about it later anyway. So, I don't know. I just feel like you said, it's just a war of who could degrade each other the worst. And then these are going to be the same people that are going to complain about not being respected, and the black woman this and the black man that. And right now is the worst time to, like, do that.
Yep. Right, doing Black History Month, too.
Yeah. We lose. We just look like idiots all across the board. And once one thing finally dies down and shuts down, we find some next dumb shit to do to make ourselves look even worse. So now this is it. Like, you challenge the music industry to come out with the best record possible disrespecting black women. Great job, Nicki. And people are going to say, oh, well, you know, that's not all women, blah, blah. Guys ain't sitting there really talking about, oh, well, this is for, you know, that one person, or not all are like that. People generalize all the time, every single day.
Well, you know what? There are certain things like me. I just like based the whole song on exactly what I heard. You know what I'm saying, as far as the lyrics and everything like that, and people that got offended by it, like, I didn't see why they were offended by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of a sudden, you're an artist. Like, you being an artist, were you offended by that song?
Nah, I wasn't really offended by it, because for the simple fact that, to me, in a song, like, even when I heard the Cassidy joint, even though he say, like, the B word at the end of every line, which I don't really call women, you know, bitches or whatever, and, you know, I don't cuss or nothing like that in my songs either. But there is a portion of our people that act like the people that they were describing. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have a problem with calling themselves these names. So I know she wasn't talking about me. I don't know how you feel, Brooke. I know you said, you know, you be fronting in the club doing a couple things that she said. So it might have struck a chord with you, but I knew she wasn't talking about me, because I ain't never did none of that stuff. So I run, you know, people are going to be ignorant regardless. Like, these women that call themselves the baddest bitch and this and that, it's like, yo, you just don't even realize, like, how simple you look. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to love it. They're going to eat it up. I'm telling you, like, it's crazy. That's just the way how people think.
I feel like it didn't, you know, like I said, it didn't offend me, because, like I said, I've done it, like, where it was four for the club. We put up $20, $30 a piece, got a bottle, we each had a cup, we was chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a funny situation in the whole song. To me, it was just funny, and I'm trying to figure out why all these artists are like, hey, oh, F that B and X, Y, Z, and trying to figure out what was
going on. So you use them dudes on Imaginary Players?
Not like, it, you know, I did it. You know, I'm not going to front about it.
Remember the video? Give us a glass.
One glass.
Oh, man.
It is what it is. I place my troops. It happens.
It happens.
And I need to also address something else. really quick because I know, and I know this is supposed to be the anti-Valentine's Day, whatever, whatever. I'm not mad at Valentine's Day.
You do not bring up that word in this piece. We are business as usual. Today is Friday. That's all it is.
I am not mad at Valentine's Day or the people that celebrate.
Yeah, today is Friday. That's all it is.
Like, if you don't want to celebrate it, fine. However, I cannot take the freaking so-called consciousness that you have about the origin of the holiday and how it's commercialized and blah, blah, yet you're the same person that's probably bumping that Nicki Minaj garbage, too. Like, you got to pick a freaking cause and stick to it.
Are you having to pick a struggle?
Pick a struggle.
Every holiday is commercialized to me.
Exactly.
I don't like
celebrating
none of them.
Everyone.
Exactly.
That's
why I'm not acknowledging this holiday. Today is Friday, my nigga.
Exactly.
Listen, Valentine's Day, if you know what you're doing, Valentine's Day is a freak-ass holiday. If you want your woman to do some of the nastiest, most vile, disgusting things that's going to make you side-eye her, Valentine's
Day
is very
nice. Why can't that be any Friday of the fucking year?
Well,
I posted a status earlier today, right?
I
posted a status earlier. I said, so tomorrow dudes can go back to treating you like shit just as long as you got flowers in the balloon to post on Instagram today.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
Well, there you go. That's wrong. Valentine's Day is not the day that you do shit that you don't already do. It's the day that you step it up a notch. You go above and beyond. That's like
why?
Saying,
because Hallmark says so?
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because Hallmark says so?
Why does it have to be a Hallmark? I could have a banging Valentine's Day without spending any money at all.
And you can have it
any
day of the year.
Some of my best
Valentine's Day. And you can have it any day of the year without it being February 14th.
I do. Do you see me? I don't wait till Halloween every year to dress up and walk outside looking crazy. I do that whenever the hell I feel like it, and I don't care who looks at me because that's how I feel. I like dressing up. I like doing weird shit. So, randomly throughout the year, I dress up and I go outside. Looking weird with crazy contacts, people looking at me, but they appreciate it because it's me. Same thing with Valentine's Day. That doesn't mean that when the actual holiday comes around, I'm not going to go out on Halloween either. I don't worship the devil on Halloween, but I like fucking dressing up. So I should be able to. I'm not going around slaughtering women or whatever, but I like letting people I love know that I love them. So I do that every day.
So when the holiday comes,
I'm not going
to
make it a point not to just to prove a point, huh?
So you have to wait till today to do it?
Didn't I just answer that for you?
Like, so what's the big problem about today? If you do it every day, today doesn't matter. Today should be just Friday to you.
No, it's not just Friday. It's a day that's designated to pay national attention to it. That's all. It's the same thing with your birthday. Your people should treat you like you matter every single day, but they take it out extra time and effort they put into you on your fucking birthday. There's nothing wrong with that. People should listen to you all year long and get you stuff all year long, but they take extra time and shit out Christmas and they give you a gift. It's nothing wrong with that. But to purposely wait for a day to come and not do something just to prove a point is stupid to me. You're grown. Do what you want to do. And if the holiday can't be commercialized if you don't buy into the commercialism of it. If I celebrate you.
That's exactly what you're doing when you're going out showing somebody extra. You're buying into the commercialism of the whole thing.
I'm
trying to understand what you're saying because I'm the type of person where I don't knock people who celebrate all of these holidays, but I don't expect them to judge me and knock me because I don't. You know, I say each their own.
I'm just saying, but don't freaking run all over the place like bashing it and trying to guilt people into it. It can't be commercialized if the corporations aren't profiting off of what I do for Valentine's Day. If I decide that I want to freaking take the day off of work and freak you all day long for your Valentine's Day, we just celebrated the way that we wanted to. Hallmark didn't profit.
February 14th, Hallmark made that shit say February 14th, that's
no,
the day you love your person.
I do it all the time, but I'm not going
to. So if you do
it
all the time, that February 14th means nothing to you, then this year, another fucking Friday. This is what I'm saying.
Please. No, because guess what? My birthday is not just another day. Christmas is not just another day. Thanksgiving is not just another day. Valentine's is just not another day. It's a special, there's special celebrations that I like to have on top of the awesomeness that I already am 365 days of the year. And if I want to be extra fucking awesome, then I have that right to be extra awesome. I drink every single day. Does that mean that on St. Patrick's Day I need to be sober? No. I'm going to go above and beyond and try to get alcohol poisoning on St. Patrick's Day. That is what I choose to do. What is wrong with that? That's what everybody does, no? Do alcohol
poisoning on St. Patrick's Day? That's not violent to the commercialism of it?
Do they stop? But do you not celebrate it? Is it just another?
I don't celebrate. Listen.
Is it just
I don't celebrate. Only holidays I celebrate are the ones that my family want to. I don't care if we don't ever put a Christmas tree up. I don't care if we have Thanksgiving dinner. I don't celebrate Halloween, Valentine's, none of that. But I have to, you know, I do certain stuff because I have a family only for them. But I don't care nothing about none of these holidays. That's just me.
I know people that smoke weed every freaking day, pound for pound, 420 ain't even real, and they go even extra hard. Like, it's not impossible. It's not that far-fetched. When you want to freaking commemorate something, you just go extra fucking hard. That's it. People eat hot dogs and hamburgers and shit all year round. 4th of July, guess what? They're buying the shit in bulk. That's just what happens. Then there's nothing wrong with fucking celebrating the shit. Celebrating doesn't
it's
mean
it's definitely
you have
not. There's nothing wrong with not celebrating it either.
Cards. No, there isn't anything wrong with not celebrating it, but it's the trying to bitch people that celebrate it out that I don't like.
Oh no, I say to each their own. You know, you gotta do what makes you happy. I don't care. You know, my wife, like, she's been with me long enough to know that I'm not buying you no balloons, no flowers, or nothing on Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't want that shit anyway.
Like, that's not going to happen. I'm not getting you a card or none of that, you know. And, you know, after a while, I guess, you know, she realized that. And I tell her, I don't want you to get me shit either. Like, I don't care.
I just don't get the shit.
I get it. It's a money-making. It's a money. You can come up with any type of thing, and if you promote it right, you can make this Saturday, what is this, the second, the third Saturday in February and call it something. Every third Saturday in February from now, everybody go out and do whatever they ask you to do and spend all your money. Not, you know what I'm saying? It's just making money. I can't knock them. It's marketing. They so vicious. They vicious when it comes to that.
Valentine's days have been when I had absolutely no money. If anything, the money aspect, the gifting aspect of it ruins it because that's what a lot of people think that you're supposed to do on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day isn't about that.
If you're telling me, right, like you said earlier, you say, I might do the most freakiest stuff, and I'm like, yo, I want you to do the freakiest stuff damn near at least once a week. I don't want to have to wait for one day a year for you to just go all out. I'm like, oh, come on, so you're holding back on me on the regular?
If you're going to take something like that so literal that at one out of 365 days, like if I decide to give you anal sex is going to happen that one day out of the year, I would hope that there's nobody out there like that. What I'm saying is if there are anything on your bucket list, whatever it is, that would probably be the most awesome time to introduce it. Just the same way next month, steak and blowjob day. Probably going to get a whole bunch of shit that you could achieve.
March 14th, fellas. Steak and
blowjob
day.
March
4th. Yeah, we need to work
on
getting
that
bad.
Day. And
now, that is how they all celebrate.
Yeah, because the steakhouses aren't going to profit. Please. Just change that shit to hand job day and give you a fucking burger.
Wait, hold on. Why not be hand job day where the brothers got to spend their near
because 25% now all of a sudden it's okay. Please. Now all of a sudden it's okay.
So, I'm just saying, if you are in a relationship and today happened and you did not go to Jared, you would not be upset?
What?
If you were in a committed relationship and today was Valentine's Day and he did not go to Jared, like he just took you to Lucky Fried Chicken, y'all made it a blockbuster night, you would not be upset?
No, I wouldn't. I said, again, for the fifth time, my best Valentine's Day took place when I had no money. Let me say something. My ex-husband and I started living with him when I was 16. Okay, we didn't have money or anything like that. And he was one of those anti-Valentine's Day people too, but I actually like holidays. I didn't get to celebrate a lot of holidays as a child, so as an adult, I go all out. I love them. Whatever. I managed to get a hold of $10. I went to the corner store. I got his favorite hero because I hate the turkey and cheese with everything on it. That's his favorite hero. I actually don't like all that shit on it, but I got it anyway. I got one of those freaking $2 for $3 Tropicana juice thingies or whatever. I got that, a 99-cent candle, and a Lucy. And I came back to the house, and I set it up, and he came in, and he saw it. And so this day, he'll always tell you that's one of the most romantic things he's ever encountered. So
and you know what?
Not for nothing, Cleo.
You took the last $10 you had, and you did exactly what you said that you wasn't going to do. No big corporation didn't get the money, but Poppy at the corner store got the money, and it was all in
Poppy
the name
was
gonna of
was going to get that money regardless, and Poppy got that money
and
every single day.
I think that's the point Taz is trying to make about the commercialism. You still went out. And you still spent money that you really couldn't, you shouldn't have spent in the first place on what? On the cereal.
On food
the
that I was going to have to eat regardless. Food that I still would have bought regardless. On a
so
hero.
So you got
and a
$10 and you buy a hero?
Huh?
You got $10 and you buy a hero? And a movie? Nah, nigga, you ain't. Listen, we got to eat today and we got to eat tomorrow.
Listen,
you ain't got to smoke that cigarette.
You're talking about. Maybe I didn't have to, but you're talking about a 16-year-old girl, not a 28-year-old woman right now that's being responsible or whatever. We're fucking kids playing house together.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was 16, my mom was like 30. I don't know. I guess that's
I don't know. Well, freaking, like I said, it was still one of the best things to him. And he asked about if what Black asks is if I went to a chicken spot, if I would be happy. And I said yes, because I've been below a chicken spot. I don't care. Regardless, I would have had to eat. Whether it was Valentine's Day, Thursday, or Tuesday, I would have had to eat. And we've been in the position many a times, you know, at that point in my life where we did. We would share like rib tips or whatever, a Chinese food plate or a hero. That's just how shit was going on back then. But as opposed to now, fast forward a few years later, I'm seeing a guy and his idea of Valentine's Day is to buy me a $1,000 freaking Fendi makeup bag that I no longer own because I lost it. That's not a memory that I could cherish. That's just something that I got and I no longer have. I've went to dinners that the bill came up as rent, and like $2,500 dinner bill. Nothing in particular that I remember that was great about that to cherish for Valentine's Day. But that's when it becomes a problem when somebody just thinks that you just freaking buy shit and you give it to the person. It's a lot more behind it.
Before we get on to the next thing, just a quick question: do you know why we give hearts on Valentine's Day, the symbology behind the whole heart thing? Do you know why we do that?
No, I don't. I don't give hearts.
You know, when you give the candy, it's in the shape of a heart. The balloon is the shape of a heart. This is what I'm talking about. Do you understand the whole methodology behind that?
There's like
you know
several
that
different origins, but I don't know. I don't.
Okay. You know William Shakespeare was gay, right? You know he was a homosexual. Okay, he was dating this king. Before he was dating the king was dating another homosexual man. He left that man for William Shakespeare. The man was so distraught, he had his heart cut out, put in a box, and sent to the king. And that is why we use heart symbolically on Valentine's Day.
Somebody else told me the heart meant butthole. I don't know. Everybody has their own version of events.
Nah, but I just told you, you could look that up. You could research that for yourself and see that. I don't know about that butthole shit, but what I just told you, you can research for yourself. That is the origin of why we use heart, Cupid, during this time of year.
because that man had his heart cut out. And it's so funny considering how much America can't stand homosexuals, and they participate in this ritual every year. I want to hear that Cassidy shit.
I don't know about that Cassidy shit. I ain't got that shit. But I got some shit from Stinky Son called Get Your Life. We're going to see what this is. This is brand new music. 347-857-4302. The definite ability, as you see, we're back. We're talking our shit. It's pregame radio, as you know and love it, and we'll be right back.
Akato Productions. I'ma funk this beat up. I'ma tell you the story about Stinky Son. Looked like a queen, she was only 16. Little girl growing up in the stead. No moms, no pops, just her sisters and her aunts. They call her Stinky, she peed in the bed. She met a dude in her school, he was cool. Girls boo cause of the 360 waves in his hair. He had a ride, they were sliding and get high. Next thing you know, Stinky oven got a bun up in there. 3 months went past, she been skipping class. Having stomach pains, but she don't think it's gas. Me either, I'm just hoping she keep them and teach them some manners so the cops don't beat them. 6 months later at 9:10 a.m. December 6th, 74, a boy came in. 3 days later and they still ain't named him. Omo, what? Y'all gotta be playing. Legs so crooked that he had to wear braces. Smile crooked, life was bitter, he could taste it. Think it was a mess, she just lay there depressed. Gave up her dreams, but she even chased it. Now it was Nana, Phoebe, Lenore, Tuffy, Guy, Stinky, Mel, Putty, and Dumpy. 10 people living in a 3-bedroom. Since Tyree was born on the 17th of June or July. I lied just to make that rhyme. Rest in peace, Luca, I see you in the sky. Stinky Son was growing up, the days was flying by. They moved off the drive by the time he was 9. Suspended 3 times, locked up for a crime. 10th birthday in jail, daddy was doing lines. It was 1985, that's when everything would go down. MJ bust out the moonwalk at Motown. Cocaine parties every weekend was a throwdown. Then crack came, now everybody broke now. Ghetto child running wild, shipped to grandma's house. Why need a bully carrying in? Grandma and her man, what's his name? Gray Afro Green, was smoking cancer sticks all day. Grandma caught cancer through the pores in her face. And she ain't even smoked, man, the wince is no joke. They had to ship Stinky Son down from upstate. Buy him a pair of shoes so he could go to the wake. He kept trying to escape, but Stinky Son be funkin' up. He burned down the dumps, and he tried to steal a fire truck. March 3rd, 1989, little Chris hit him with a stick in the eye. His retina detached, his cornea was scratched. The doctors said he was supposed to be blind. Yo, his lens was missing and it won't refract. He can't focus, but he can still see the light. Yeah, he hopeless, but that won't keep him from trying. Yeah, they choking, but pressure we gon' keep on applying. Chains broken, all that's left is to free your mind. Chains broken, all that's left is to free your mind. So if you get a deputy, that gets your life. If you deal a deputy, then get your life. If you deal a deputy, then get your life. If you deal a deputy, then get your life. Get your life. It's my life. Thank you, son.
Turned up. just turned up. We in the kitchen.
Dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey. My nigga, I know you heard me. You can tell I'm from New Jersey. I'm posted on the curb. I'm making like everything that I deserve. You know I come from
Dirty Jersey, my nigga, I know you heard me sitting sick. You would think my mouth was infested with herpes. A lot of industry people in the game ain't even worthy of speaking of where they from, cause they ain't recognizing Jersey. That's a topic for later. Right now I'm speaking to haters who don't respect our talent because we so naughty by nature. Shots fired, man down, hey, where you going, Jersey? Better have a trade pound, filling all four bases like my homie Derek Jeter. Jersey bitches set it off, shout out to Queen Latifah. Slamming hard in every city, we call it Shaquille O'Neal. We never fuck with Bobby Brown, but we love that Whitney for real. My whole state do it big, making fill a bank. You can't have juice with no steel, so what the fuck you think? You can try to press buttons if you want to, but sleeping on Jersey will get you hit with this arse.
I'm from Jersey. Dirty Jersey, Dirty Jersey. My nigga, I know you heard me. You could tell I'm from New Jersey. I'm posted on the curb, trying to get back everything that I deserve. You know I come from
Lord
Dirty Jersey.
Boy, I gotta stay pushed out there. Gonna go hard for Jersey, man.
Dirty Jersey,
you hear me?
Dirty Jersey.
This little state of mine getting busy between New York and Philly. About that bike life, popping willies, no Meek Millie. We placing order, moving bricks out of Brick City. We smoking loud, always keeping our biff sticky. Don't get it twisted, we get it popping like we from Compton. Six deuce, untouchable, bought the whole block in. Grape streets and Hoovers, they brought a lot of Crips in. We only missing the 6-4s and hitting switches. Even the politicians keep it pimping. We got the lowest employment rate, but yet the highest cost of living. In New Jersey, we were taught to get it how we get it. Even the homeless up in Jersey keep on my pot of pissing. J-E-R-S-E-Y. You get beside yourself, you might just die. Bruh, where I'm from, I can't deny. Up in South Jersey, hit the jackpot, you get shot. I'm from
Dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey, Dirty Jersey. My nigga, I know you heard me. You could tell I'm from New Jersey. I'm posted on the curb, trying to get back everything that I deserve. You know I come from Dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey, Dirty Jersey. My nigga, I know you heard me. You could tell I'm from New Jersey. I'm posted on this curb, trying to get back everything that I deserve. You know I come from Dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey, Dirty Jersey, my nigga, I know you heard me. You could tell I'm from New Jersey. I'm posted on this curb, trying to get back everything that I deserve. You know I come from...
NDORadio.com.
Westside, Bank here.
Mixtape Monopoly, Harley.
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
This is NDO Radio, certified bank.
He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Three, what you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Charlie Sheen, mother, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad.
Nah.
On round around, no guineas, knees, no blankets. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen walk past her like she is. She seen my Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding the drop top
rain
roads. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank here. It wasn't from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done.
It's done,
my shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch, said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, said, how about fuck me?
Hold
up. Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, said, how about fuck me?
Hold
up. Now fuck that bitch. Three. FDB man,
FDB man.
Fly
like L Train. Me and E Louis got Chuck boys on, he ain't got this pal, man. With my LDB clique. 33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick. Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, on too clean. West side was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, bank here. They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this shit. Bitch said holla by fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holla by fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said
holla
by fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, pregame radio 347-857-4302. We just had to, you know, just bug out for a second, play some, because, you know, that was a song that Ed has been drilling into my head for like months and weeks on end. And to begin, I couldn't stand it. I didn't want to hear it. But after a while, you know, I started, you know, forgetting these. But, you know, and now that's my joint. That's my jump ball. So I'm definitely rocking with it. 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio. We're definitely back in the building. We're here. You know, a few minutes left. Still Baltimore Sun, you know, let the people know. Those who haven't been following me on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, let the people know what you guys are up to.
I guess I go first. Pretty much I'm working on Blame It on the Hustle, the movie, as well as another movie I kind of just acquired with Tretch. And I have a tour that I'm putting together. It's in development stages, but it's kind of exciting. Once I get the green light, then I'll share more. And the S&M show is up and running every Wednesday, 11 p.m. to midnight. Next week we'll have erotic poetry. Actually, off of a mixtape, we'll be listening to some tracks, and the actual authors, producers behind it will be on discussing their kinks. And you can follow the S&M show at facebook.com/sexy, the letter N, like Nancy, D as in David, mature.
All right, so most of my house is going on too, man.
Yeah, I just been chilling for real. I've been working on you know, I just officially got the LLC for Sun Clothing, so I'm officially a business now, you know, so thank you. I appreciate that. So I've just been putting in a lot of work with that, and I'll be launching the website, sunclothing.com, here shortly. Really got it built and everything. I was just waiting for all the legal stuff to come through so I can start making, you know, legitimate moves with that. And I'm about to put out this G-More the Denmark project. I'm still in the studio recording here and there. I said I was going to do me a solo project, but I had been getting hit up to do so many different collaborations, and I've really been focusing all my time, you know, on this clothing line. But I'm still in the studio doing music, and that's pretty much it.
Well, definitely check in with us tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. We'll definitely have more music, a whole much more topics, and we'll definitely be going in. So hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com, all the artists you guys are showing in. Definitely appreciate the support. I definitely appreciate the love. So hit us up on Instagram, which is pregame radio. Hit all of us up on Twitter. We have pregame_radio. We have Facebook and everything of that nature. And as always, fellas, Don't be a fool, rap your soul, ladies. Don't forget the, don't fall for the scam. Protect your claim. It's been a minute. I'm sorry. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your claim. Revivalize on Disney Drive. You guys have a good one. Enjoy February 14th for those who actually celebrate it and it means something to them. You know,
I got that Cassidy joint on my page, too, if y'all ain't heard it.
Going over there to check it out right now.
We'll definitely check in with us tomorrow night. We'll definitely be back at 10 o'clock, holding it down, new music, new mayhem, new chaos. You guys have a good one. Be safe when we'll be back.
Good night.
Bring that mic. You see, I'm about to talk a little crazy.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Make sure there's no children around, no old folks. And I'm usually real respectful. It's just, they said I had to do it. Nigga told me, come get y'all.
Look at y'all, pitiful, typical. Living with some bitch, you call your sister, you don't even know, bitch. Look at y'all, bitch. Look at y'all, worn out, hoard out, slowed out, pussy wall tore out, all y'all, bitch. Yeah, look at y'all, bitches. Bet if you want some red bottoms, give a little head, got them. No problem, take a little trip. Leave your kids home while you get a little dick, type bitch. Thinking you slick, tryna get rich off a nigga like me, type bitch. Know my real niggas gon' like this shit, they gon' love this shit, they gon' rock this shit. They like niggas, she ain't had to drop this shit, but I got this shit. You can ask my clique, how many pretty bitches kicked out this bitch? She just put a pic with a nigga up, in the same minute, that's when she'd be up. Talking about trigger when we gettin' up. You know it's been a minute since we really fucked.
Get it up quick, type bitch, in the whip, type bitch. She don't leave a drip, then you kiss that bitch, type bitch.
Look at y'all, bitch, these hoes crazy, I swear, out here. Look, selling ass for dreams, front like queens, but it ain't what it seems. Watch out for that,
type bitch.
I done seen these hoes jump table to table, telling fibs and fables.
Look at y'all, bitch.
These hoes ain't yours, these hoes ain't mine, nigga, these hoes is by design. Look at y'all, bitch.
And I ain't do with y'all, bitches. Ain't nothing new with y'all, bitches. I hit a cool with y'all bitches, then I'm through with y'all bitches. Ooh, ooh, my bitches like, who is you talking to, crazy? Shit, is it you that I'm talking to, baby? These bitches be broken, these bitches be crazy. These bitches be broken, these bitches be lazy.
When you get your money on your own, you ain't let a nigga do it. That's when you can tell me that you're grown. What'd you think a nigga stupid? Look at y'all just turned dyke assholes. Ain't used to be like that, hoes. Look at y'all back to me, bitches. Never get a penny if you ask me, bitches. Waiting on a nigga come save you, bitches. Ask God, oh Lord, why made these type of bitches? Tell me where your daddy go. I just wanna know who raised these type of bitches. Man, I hate these kind of bitches. And if you a good girl, don't be trippin', I ain't talking about you, talking about these bitches.
No disrespect at all to my women or the ladies that carry themselves, unlike these bitches. You know I ain't talking to you, baby, I'm talking about these bitches. And I hate that I had to be so vulgar, talking about these bitches. It's just when I heard this shit, I mean, I found it an incredible time to say what's on my mind. Yeah, Nikki, what's up? I love you, baby.
Tell the DJ turn it up, bet the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again, tell him that you like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop bottles,
I know it's somebody's birthday, right now, right now, right now, right now. It's somebody getting drunk too, right now.
Drink.
soul like free.
Ain't nobody got a body like hers. Ghetto booty, but she came from the first. Got a dark skin girl dancing on me. Two white girls dancing on me. Bad yellow bone. Yeah, I'm in my zone.
I hit the club, then by the bar. In VIP, just see my partners and a lot of broad. It's such a G.I.B.J. popping bottle party hard. We done with the day, I'm looking for tomorrow. All I do is turn up, ain't no do it, don't concern us. All this bubble kush, I burn up, plus some regular, it burn up. Turning cones, fish, telling out the parking lot, yelling, bang, can't quit, side, eight or nine chicks trailing. Right behind us, business witches, we were minors. If it wasn't for the chicks, I'd finish, bitch, you wouldn't find us. Even way out in China, same thing, when I came through the door, like, here you go, get a bitch.
Oh, on the floor, bouncing to the beat, rocking.
shutting down.
Ho, 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 ho.
Initiating shutdown sequence.